This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Chicago's next mayor will have a major hand in shaping the future of the city's public school district. That's because in the next 4 years, the district will shift to an elected school board and a moratorium on school closings will end. Perhaps most of all, the city's leader will have to decide what to do with severely under-enrolled schools as the district faces an increasingly limited budget. WBEZ education reporter Sarah Karp and politics reporter Mariah Wolfel report. Sarah starts us off.
Betsabel Laredo stood in the pouring rain this past spring outside of a Southwest High school. She was with about 100 other parents, protesting that her son's middle school was losing money and laying off teachers.
Nuestros hijos no pueden aprender en clases de doble grado con menos maestros. Nuestros hijos merecen tener una librería de.
Our schools deserve to have libraries, counselors, and nurses, but with budget cuts, all that's in limbo, she says. As an education reporter, I can say this type of protest is a yearly thing, and the next mayor will be walking right into this conundrum. What to do about a school system that's losing students and also facing a major budget crisis? To some, the answer is easy. Cut budgets or close entire schools. But CEO of the nonprofit Kids First, Dan Anello, says that can be hard to justify in schools that everyone agrees haven't gotten what they need to succeed.
You know, it feels a little unfair. And then there's also the reality that, like, we have a footprint of buildings for 500,000 kids, and we're hovering around 300,000 students.
So far, Mayor Lori Lightfoot hasn't been able to shut down under-enrolled schools. There's been a moratorium on school closings, but that will end in 2025. Chicago's next mayor will also be dealing with a pinched budget. Federal COVID relief funds will run out. State funding remains inadequate. And pension costs and debt payments weigh on CPS's budget. My colleague Mariah has been watching mayoral forum after mayoral forum as candidates talk through these issues.
Close severely under-enrolled schools. That's what candidates Roderick Sawyer, Willie Wilson, Paul Vallis, and Sophia King say they'd be willing to do. Sawyer is the most emphatic.
When you have a school that is under 5% enrollment and 0% proficiency in reading and math, and they don't have the resources, extracurricular activities, library, and all the things that you want to have in a fully functioning school there. We pay more attention and have more attachment to the building than we do to our own children, our students.
Most of the candidates, including Lightfoot and Congressman Jesus Chuy Garcia, said they'd only close schools after trying to reduce crime and improve neighborhoods with the hopes that families will return. Three progressive mayoral candidates are opposed to closings. Those are Cook County Commissioner Brandon Johnson, State Representative Cam Buckner, and activist Jamal Green. Here's Green, who's a public school graduate and now has kids in the district. He says the city should be investing in under-resourced schools instead of closing them.
We have promoted charter schools and shut down these buildings. And then they have a lot of these schools that are under-enrolled without the resources and the wraparound resources needed to give individual attention to these students. And our kids are suffering.
Green, like Buckner and Johnson, says one solution would be funding schools based on need instead of tying dollars just to enrollment.
But one candidate is pitching a drastic shift in the public education system altogether. Former CPS CEO Paul Vallis envisions a system of 100% choice, where any family unhappy with their neighborhood option could go somewhere else, including publicly funded, privately run charter schools. Parent and activist Rosemary Vega says what she's really looking for in the next mayor is an understanding of how consequential all these CPS decisions are.
We want you to envision who you're hurting when you're making these decisions. We want that kind of accountability. We want that kind of conscience.
Being a mayor who can balance all of these needs is perhaps a tall order. Sarah Karp,
Mariah Wolfel, WBEZ News.